The Eucharist According to the Fathers of the Church by Lawrence Feingold. The Eucharistic Prayer of the Apostolic Tradition. One of the earliest complete Eucharistic prayers that has come down to us is in the work often attributed to St. Hippolytus called the Apostolic Tradition, which is commonly dated to the first part of the 3rd century. Some recent scholars, however, no longer connect it with either Hippolytus or the Church in Rome. Whatever its precise origin, it is of great interest because of its early date, its brevity, and its archaic nature. It contains 6 parts: the invitatory dialogue, the preface of thanksgiving, the institution narrative, the anamnesis, the epiclesis, and the doxology, followed by the Amen of the Faithful. The Eucharistic Prayer 2 of the Novus Ordo is based on this ancient anaphora. The invitatory dialogue is that to which we are accustomed from later forms of the liturgy. The Lord be with you, and with thy spirit. Lift up your hearts, we lift them up to the Lord. Let us give thanks to the Lord, it is meet and right. The invitation to the faithful to lift up their hearts, present in all Eucharistic prayers, manifests the ascending movement of the sacrificial offering, in which the hearts of the faithful are to ascend from the altar in the church to God's altar on high. There follows a preface, in which God is thanked for sending his Son at the end of time. Quote, "We give thee thanks, O God, through thy beloved servant Jesus Christ, whom at the end of time thou didst send to us a Savior and Redeemer and the messenger of thy counsel, who is thy word inseparable from thee, through whom thou didst make all things and in whom thou art well pleased, whom thou didst send from heaven into the womb of the Virgin, and who dwelling with her was made flesh and was manifested as thy Son, being born of the Holy Spirit and the Virgin, who fulfilling thy will and winning for himself a holy people, spread out his hands when he came to suffer, that by his death he might set free them that believed on thee." End quote. The anaphora from the apostolic tradition lacks the Sanctus, which is the normal culmination of this movement of praise and thanksgiving. There then follows the institution narrative at the center of the Eucharistic prayer. Quote, "Who when he was betrayed to his willing death, that he might bring to naught death and break the bonds of the devil and tread hell underfoot and give light to the righteous and set up a boundary post and manifest his resurrection, taking bread and giving thanks to thee, said, Take, eat, this is my body which is broken for you, and likewise also the cup, saying, This is my blood which is shed for you. As often as ye perform this, perform my memorial." End quote. After quoting the command of Jesus to the apostles to do what he had done as his memorial, the Eucharistic prayer proceeds to offer his sacrifice to the Father in remembrance of the whole paschal mystery of his death and resurrection. This is called the anamnesis. Quote, "Having in memory, therefore, his death and resurrection, we offer to thee the bread and the cup, yielding thee thanks, because thou hast counted us worthy to stand before thee and minister to thee." End quote. After the anamnesis, there follows the epiclesis, or invocation of the Holy Spirit, which here, as in other Eucharistic prayers, is directed to 2 ends. The Spirit is invoked to realize both the consecration of the bread and wine and the sanctification of the faithful so as to build up the church. In the anaphora from the apostolic tradition, as in other early Eucharistic prayers, the emphasis is on the second aspect. Quote, "And we pray that thou wouldst send thy Holy Spirit upon the offerings of thy holy church, that thou, gathering them into one, wouldst grant to all thy saints who partake to be filled with the Holy Spirit, that their faith may be confirmed in truth, that we may praise and glorify thee." End quote. The Eucharistic prayer concludes with the final doxology, followed by the Amen of the Faithful. "Through thy servant Jesus Christ, through whom be to thee glory and honor, with the Holy Spirit, in the Holy Church, both now and always, and world without end. Amen."